In earlier times, healers and health workers used strangely named plants for medicinal purposes. Plants with names such as dragon's blood, mandrake root, and devil's snare could be bought at a drugstore called an apothecary. Today, one of the best preserved apothecaries in the United States has been turned into a museum in Alexandria, Virginia. The museum provides interesting examples of medicines used before the development of modern drugs. The Stabler Leadbeater Apothecary served customers for more than 140 years, from 1792 to 1933. When the business failed, the store and its contents were bought. It was redesigned to look as it had in the 18th century. In 1939, it reopened as a museum. Lauren Gleason supervises the museum.
A lot of the medicines that people would have been purchasing here were probably for minor ailments, rashes, skin conditions, the flu, a headache.
The apothecary has many thousands of objects. Some seem strange now, like the bloodletting tools. They were used to take blood from patients in hopes of removing their sickness as well. The treatment was often harmful, however, and ended in the late 19th century. Many famous people visited the apothecary while it was still a business, including America's first president. George Washington and his wife Martha lived nearby in the early 1800s at their home of Mount Vernon. But the apothecary had more than medicine.
Lots of other chemicals, like paints and dyes and perfumes, would have been made and sold here.
And, she said, customers could also buy baby bottles, writing instruments, and even clothes-making machines at the store. One bottle at the store holds a poison that was once used to ease pain. The drug, called aconite, comes from the wolfsbane plant. In earlier times, wolfsbane was thought to help control violence by imaginary creatures known as werewolves. In folklore, a werewolf is a human that changes into a wolf during full moons. Jim Williams works at the apothecary.
So if you have werewolf trouble, it'll get you through to the next full moon.
Williams added that wolfsbane would also be used to treat pain in human joints. Visitor Christine Zapata from California said she was especially interested in the former store's different plants.
Using all these different herbs and like plant-based medicines that are like coming back now. For me, that's personally most interesting to me because I work in the cannabis industry.
One box at the apothecary used to contain bottles of Coca-Cola. The drinks were first sold in the late 1800s as medicine believed to cure conditions like tiredness and headaches. However, Coca-Cola at that time contained the drug cocaine and could be addictive. Some treatments fell into disuse after it became known they were poisonous. But we continue to depend on many medicines found in the apothecary to heal injuries and cure disease. I'm Jonathan Evans.